Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 10th day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Beis, Masechta Shavis, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph. Fertilizing one's field is forbidden in the Shemitah year, whether it's for the Shemitah itself, whether it's for the year after Shemitah. And as long as people were still fertilizing their fields, it's the time of fertilizing the fields, it would be osur in Shemitah even to take out your zevel, to take out the fertilizer from your house or from your yard out into the field and to make a pile there in one place. The reason being because that's what the people that were fertilizing their fields would tend to do. They would gather up, they would pile up the zevel, the manure, in big heaps, and afterwards they would scatter them. And people who see someone taking out his zevel from his house, they'll straight away suspect that that he's fertilizing his field in the Shemitah year. Amish is going to now tell us that after the time where people when people would normally take out their fertilizer for the sake of that year, if it's after that time period, then you're allowed to take the zevel out to the field, you're allowed to take the manure out to the field and pile it up there for the sake of Matzoi Shvis. Because everyone knows then you're doing it for Matzoi Shvis, not for Shemitah. Me'emosai, says the Mishnah Aleph, Me'emosai mo'itzin zevolim la'ashpatos. From what time onwards is one allowed to, in the Shemitah year, to take out your fertilizer into the field in order to store it up there in big piles for the sake of the next year, not for the Shemitah year? Misha Yivsiko Obda Voida. Once the people have stopped work, once the goyim or people who are doing averas have stopped working their fields for the seventh year, then you can take out your manure out to the fields in big piles. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Because once those people have gone, they're finished, they're not doing any work in the field anymore, then everyone knows that the only reason he's storing his zevel in the field is for the next year. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Misha Yivash HaMosuk. He says, you can start taking it out once the manure has already started to dry. It's called Mosuk, literally means sweet. It's called sweet because the fertilizer sweetens the fruits. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Misha Yikshar. He says, once the zevel has become dried, it's to the point that it looks like it's knotty, makes knots in it. The Yerushalmi explains that all three opinions are pretty close to each other in terms of timing. Mishnah Beis. Continuing from the previous Mishnah, we're going to talk about just what conditions there are involved before you're allowed to take out those piles of manure and out into your field. Even when you can do it, there are certain conditions applicable. Ad kamum zablin, says the Mishnah Beis, how much manure are you allowed to take out to these big piles? What's the shear, the minimum shear, shall we say, that you should not be seen as fertilizing your field in Shemitah? Ad sholish ashpatas lebeisa, well, till the point that you have three rubbish heaps for an area of a besar. Besar is an area of 50 by 50 amas. Till that, when you have it that area, then you can take up to three piles. Shel esa mashpelas. Each pile made up of 10 bucket loads or 10 wheelbarrow loads. Of each, shel lesach lesach. Each of those piles has to, or each of those loads is one lesach. A lesach is 15 sar. So, if you have piles of 10 times the lesach, 10 times 15 sa, that means each pile has to be a minimum of 150 sa of manure before you're allowed to make it. Mosifin ala mashpelas, one is allowed to add, for more than the 10 piles like this in one go, in one arema, but in one pile, but the chachamim prohibited making less than 10 piles. In other words, 10 loads. 10 loads or 10 wheelbarrow loads is the minimum, because if you make it less than that, people start to suspect that he's starting to fill, he's fertilizing his field even in the Shemitah. Vein mesifin al hashpatos, but you cannot add to the number of rubbish heaps. The rubbish heaps themselves has a minimum of 150 sot, but once you've made a pile and you made another pile, there is a limit how many you can make, as the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that you cannot add any more piles. Three is the maximum. Once you put more than three, it looks like you're fertilizing your field. Rabbi Shimon Amar Af Al Hashpatos. He says no. He says that you can also add to the number of big piles of manure as well. Why? Because since you have one bigger rema in one place, it certainly does not look like your mezabos sadeo. It will simply not look like you're fertilizing your field. Halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Shimon. Halacha is like the Tana Kama, that whereas you can add to the loads that you put onto this pile, a minimum of 150, what you can't do is you can't add to the number of piles. That's not right. That's not allowed.